In this exercise, we're going to work on our compassionate self for anxiety. Many life situations, particularly those involving setback and judgment, bring a range of mixed feelings. We rarely just have one emotional experience. Today, we are going to focus on the emotional experience of anxiety that comes with pressure, and we're going to look at how our compassionate self might be able to help. When having to perform regularly, there can be often a buildup of anxiety, stress, and pressure, and coming back to this exercise whenever you can really help. So to begin, get comfortable. You can do this either sitting or standing, it's up to you. And remembering your body posture, one which is shoulders back and chest open. Remembering to use a friendly, supportive, and encouraging inner voice tone as we do this exercise. And you may like to close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing this. And now just bringing our attention to our breathing, connecting with our soothing rhythm breathing. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4. In, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4. Just continuing with that breathing count. Noticing the sensation of your body slowing down and your mind slowing down. And if you'd like, you can no longer count, but just go with the rhythm of the breath. Noticing the sensation of becoming more grounded and stable in the body. And now we're going to bring online your compassionate self. And these are the qualities of compassionate wisdom, strength, and commitment. So the compassionate self has a deep wisdom that we just all find ourselves here, part of the flow of life, with a tricky brain that can get us caught up in worry loops or anger and frustration, and this is not your fault. You have this wisdom right now, and you understand that other people can be like that too. So you have a wisdom of no blame and judgment, but of openness and understanding that life is difficult and tricky at times. And now try to imagine that your wisdom comes from a sense of strength, trying to connect to an internal sense of strength by focusing on your body posture and your soothing rhythm breathing, which is creating a sense of groundedness and stability in the body. And based on this strength and wisdom, try to focus on your commitment to be compassionate and your desire to be helpful to yourself. Knowing it can take time and practice, but you're committed to being helpful to yourself when you need it, when you're suffering. So imagining as best you can that you are a wise and compassionate person, and that you have these qualities of wisdom, strength, and commitment. And now to develop this practice a step further, I'd like you to bring to mind your compassionate self to your anxiety. Perhaps the anxiety you feel about having to perform regularly, or the anxiety that comes with pressure. There could be many things you are anxious about, like whether things will go the way you wish, or that things will get better, how others might see you, or what the future holds. See if you can notice and step back for a moment and look at the anxious part of yourself through the eyes of your compassionate self, and sense how painful anxiety feels in your mind and body. Look at the facial expressions of the anxious self. What is the anxious self really anxious about? Does it worry that things are out of its control? Is it getting caught up in situations that have already happened or might happen one day? Are there other feelings that it's covering up, such as anger or sadness? What would really help the anxious self settle and find peace? Allow your compassionate self to develop empathy and tolerance for your anxious self without judging it. Maybe your anxious self wants more safety, control, or support. Or maybe your anxious self is worried about what others might think of you and your performance, or what's going to happen with work or finances or your health in the future. Our anxious self can make us feel scared. It can make us want to hide, escape, and never return to the pain. What do you do to help settle your anxiety? Some people might exercise or listen to music, some drink or hide from others, and sometimes we distract ourselves. Other times we say sorry to others even if we haven't done anything wrong, because we feel bad inside or we're worried about what they might be thinking. And other times we practice, practice, and practice, compromising other areas of our life to make sure we don't make a mistake. Let yourself feel connected to the struggle and agitation of the anxious self while remaining anchored in the qualities of the compassionate self. And with that compassionate self, notice the wisdom and your wisdom that sees how this anxiety will change, but how our thoughts can often feed it and make it feel very solid and real and permanent. And notice your strength is a support for the agitated, ungrounded part of the anxious self. We can hold it. And connect to your sense of commitment, imagining your compassionate self and how it really wants to be there for your anxious self in a way that is constructive and does not feed the worry loops. From this position of your compassionate self, what do you want to say to your anxious self to help it? How would you say it? What do you feel towards this anxious part of you? What would you like to do for your anxious self from this compassionate position? There are destructive ways of dealing with our anxiety, and there are constructive ways of settling our anxiety. Our compassionate self will help us explore and find constructive ways to be helpful rather than hurtful or harmful with our anxiety. While holding to your compassionate self and maintaining that inner friendliness and that friendliness of inner tone, try to see yourself in your mind's eye and imagine directing the following wishes to the anxious self. May you be free of agitation and anxiety. May you be in touch with the feelings that lie beneath your anxiety, maybe anger and frustration. May your anxious self find stability and peace. May I live with ease. As you say these words and phrases, let yourself feel the flow of compassion to your anxious self. If the feelings do not flow so easily, remain connected to your intention, to your compassionate self and its commitment. Noticing what happens to the image of your anxious self. And gradually just starting to let the image of your anxious self start to fade and spend a few moments tuning into the feelings that may have risen within you, noticing how it feels in your body. We are not wanting to fight with or try to get rid of anxiety or criticize ourselves for feeling anxious. Our compassionate self understands that our anxiety is very important for us. It helps us understand when we're in danger and need to be protected. What is your anxiety protecting you against? It can be very important for us to pay attention to and understand where our anxiety is coming from. With our compassionate self, we can help to validate the anxiety, accept and understand it. And we can try to transform this anxiety into a compassionate assertiveness. Compassion for anxiety doesn't make us weak, but rather wise, focused, and determined. If you find yourself getting anxious in daily life situations, pause and engage with your soothing rhythm breathing for a few seconds, noting yourself slow down and become more grounded, and then consciously shift to your compassionate self, looking at the situation through its eyes. Now just letting that imagery go, and return slowly back to your breath, noticing the rise and fall of your belly, noticing the contact your body makes with the chair, getting a greater sense of the room and space around you. And when you're ready, gently opening your eyes, and you might like to stretch out and move your body.